540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The chaos continues on Capitol Hill. For the first time in American history, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives has been removed from his position. CBS's Nicole Killian says Kevin McCarthy has decided he will not try to regain the speakership.
He is known for saying that he never gives up, but in this instance, it appears he is on another speaker run. Some of this does come down to math. He said you need 218 for the rule, 218 for the vote, and so clearly he's making a calculation that he might not have that support.
Tara on campus, five people have been wounded at Morgan State University in Baltimore. University Police Chief Lance Hatcher says campus police were out on patrol when they heard gunshots.
They quickly responded to the area, located several victims, and rendered aid. As we know it now, four of the five individuals that suffered injury are Morgan students.
A New York trial judge has ordered Donald Trump to stop talking about the judge's staff. Trump was in court in a case in which the judge has already found that he overstated the value of his assets to illegally obtain loans. CBS's Robert Costa with details.
I sat just steps behind the former president. He was whispering to his attorneys, reviewing papers, fully engaged in all of this, but didn't say much inside the courtroom. Outside, he went out and told reporters he is willing to testify at some point in the coming months, but soon will be on the campaign trail.
Tens of thousands of healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente are threatening to walk off the job if they don't have a new contract by today. CBS News consumer investigative correspondent Anna Werner has details.
Kaiser Permanente and union leaders began the negotiating in April of this year, but the workers' contract expired on Saturday. Now, if they're unable to reach an agreement, more than 75,000 healthcare workers will go on strike. The strike would target hundreds of Kaiser medical facilities and hospitals in several states and Washington, D.C.
A video is spreading showing deputies with the Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff's Office beating a 24-year-old unarmed black man during a traffic stop. Family lawyer Marwan Porter.
They try to kick in his skull, okay, and it's problematic, and we cannot tolerate that, and we will not tolerate that, not in our community.
The Biden administration is going after eight Chinese companies and executives that it says are importing chemicals used to make the deadly drug fentanyl. Officials say the companies advertised, manufactured, and distributed chemicals to make synthetic opioids like fentanyl, contributing to the deadliest overdose crisis in American history. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.